and then we have
now,
a
now
thing.
Just come back.
Come on in, please. Come. Sopranos and altos, the work we just did on Sometimes I Cry was really phenomenal work. Just a friendly reminder, reiteration, that has to be memorized now. All those markings, incorporate that to your practice. Again, the recording that you get is exactly what we're aiming for. So you'll have that reference to sing with and check markings against and whatnot. Okay? Announcements.
Hi, two short announcements. If you signed up to participate in the gala chorus, we have picked the 20 singers. You can see me tonight, and I have a list, or I'll get Monique to send it out on Friday if you want to wait. Do you want them to stay at the end?
Actually, I was going to have the gala singers stay today. We're going to need to rehearse through the end of rehearsal, so we'll save that meeting for next week, and then the Bocelli singers will be the week after.
And Bocelli singers, please just be prepared. Bocelli has told us absolutely no iPads in rehearsal or on stage. So when we have music, you will need to use the physical music. So if you're someone who uses an iPad and is in that chorus, just be mentally prepared that you're going to have to use the paper.
Sir, yes.
Attendance. Please remember when you're signing in, please initial. Don't put any other markings in there or markings in other people. Spot, it makes it difficult for us to accurately reconcile attendance week to week.
Thank you.
Tenors did a great job of setting up the chairs. Fabulous job. For any of the normal helpers who just sort of trickle in to see if they're doing it, it was done. It was a great job. Thank you, tenors.
Mm-hmm. And we're back. And tonight we get the privilege of doing it next week, too.
Woo-hoo!
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
And Mesa, thank you for fabulous food.
Yes.
And Sopranos, you are on for next week.
Here we go. Oh, and now, Jim.
Second time doing what I say, which always says, there's a lot of you out there that should be up here too. Okay, don't be shy. Like Ash said, we're among friends. This is a safe space. No matter what you do, people will love you. So I talked a lot last time about why I sing. I don't want to distill this down to just a couple of things because a couple of things that happened to me just this afternoon that were very impactful and changed everything I wanted to say. So I sing mainly because it helps me to get in touch with my feelings and express them through song. I get a chance to appreciate and embrace the fact that I'm very lucky to have the gift of music and song. And I like to share that. I feel that it's important to share that with other people and allow them, give them a chance to feel what I'm feeling or whatever the song is trying to deliver. And in so doing, have an impact. With, not change somebody's mind, but just say, wow, I never thought of that. Oh, that got me in a certain way. And so I'm sitting here thinking about that, and then Ash gives this incredible delivery, and I'm just saying, yeah. So anyway, I just, normally I think I'm a pretty happy guy, and I like to laugh and have people laugh with me. I mean, when you consider that the last two songs I sang in the chorus were the Vatican Rag, and Lydia the Tattoo Lady. but there are times when, I don't feel like that. When I feel anxiety and fear and outrage. And when that's what I'm feeling, I want to have, when I turn to a song like this, it says, okay, that's how you feel, but there's hope, and we all have the power to make a difference in the world. So I hope I get through with this. And there's one of the things that was impactful, I'd like to say that you'll after I sing, because it's germane to the song, but let's do it. No, we were going to sing the song.
Sometimes I cry. Take that out now. Altos, you're in that room, I think we said. Sopranos in that room. I failed to mention this earlier. I'm so sorry. While you're doing sectionals, Alex is coming around to do some Beethoven diction coaching as well. So you'll do the recording of Here I Stand and whatnot. He'll come and do some chatting with you at some point, okay? All right, tenors and basses. Sometimes I cry. And make sure you have pencils.
You need pencils for sure.
Okay, we are starting pick up to measure 38. Pick up to measure, well, really just measure 38 for you. You have pick up there. Right there. Oh, I can tell you a change right now. It's not forte here, it's actually mezzo piano here. Mezzo piano here. We just crescendo to forte, measure 36, 37. It's gonna be a subito mezzo piano really for you. We just did cry and no one cares. It'll be soft there.
So
the crescendo still leads to a forte because there's a fermata at the end of measure 37. That's your forte. But then downbeat of 38 is subito mezzo piano. Right there, 38. And three and four.
No. One and no one.
We get to that and in the end of 41 and right away, subito fortissimo.
Immediate.
Yeah, and you're all breaking right before that anyway, so it just pops out there. Back to 38. Tenors, I need more tenderness in this. No one cares, and no one. Like, just really bring out the no more and then back away at each bar. Here we go. Three and four.
No one cares, and no one breaks, and no one cares, and no one cares, and no one cares.
Some programs don't have that, like Sibelius is good for that, but Muse is the reason why this can happen. So, but you're doing it right. So I would just connect those when it's the same note, just treat it as a dotted quarter note, basically. Excellent fortissimo subito end of 41. That was wonderful. I need a much grander de crescendo in 44 to the piano. Please, please, please do not go to the downbeat of 45 too early. Really let that slow down. Wait for the cue. When you get to 45, there is a break after that first quarter note, and then put fermatas on every note after that. Sometimes. They're all going to be given to you.
Is the there a fermata before that as well? At the end of Y?
No, not really. It's really in time. Just gotta watch him to know like when he hits that downbeat of 45 there. Can you sing just the very last "Sometimes I Cry"? That's the last two bars, second beat of 45. Start piano, watch me for dynamics. Sometimes crescendo into I, get to about mezzo piano plus, and then start decrescendoing while you're holding that same I. Here's the kicker that will make this song make or break. No break between the last I and cry. It's got to be sometimes I cry. Just fall into it. I often use this analogy of singing is like a stream, and the consonants are like the rocks the stream glides over. This is an example of that. Keep the tone paramount, just let the cry drop in while that tone is still there. Does that make sense? Can you try that last, "Sometimes I Cry"? Start piano, crescendo, decrescendo, piano plus, decrescendo as soon as you hit I, no break between I and cry. Is your G? G.
Sometimes I cry.
And at the very end, you hit a cry there. Don't be so soft when you hit cry. It's still piano-ish. Don't be like pianissimo to go there. Okay? I hope you're okay to keep singing with the sopranos right there. We will find out. Go back, please, to 32. 32. What's your dynamic at 32? Yeah, look at that. The sopranos and altos have mezzo piano. Tenors, you really should have mezzo piano as well because you have some text there. When you get to 34, maybe back off just a little before that crescendo. Bass is definitely just say piano, and your pedal tone. No break between any of these half notes. Okay? Right at 32, watch for a chill around there. Three.
No.
between I and cry while you're day crescendoing, and we can't let the note modulate because we're adding a C in there, especially basses dropping down to that low C character with that, okay?
Is your 3-4 on the stop, are we taking anything off of that or C?
No, but in 33, you should be breaking after by tenors. Yeah. And then in 35, oh, yes, I'm sorry. 35 tenors, turn that last half note into a dotted quarter note with an eighth rest.
The last?
The last half note in measure 35. You see it's a yep. G and a B natural there, make it a dotted quarter note with an eighth rest. Basis, this is probably the hardest part for you. You cannot break between 32 and 37. Okay, if you do, it can't be at a bar line. It's gotta be a catch breath, but we need that drone to sustain all that's happening. Like a double bass exactly up here. Okay? Can you go back to 26 now? What's the first sound you make at 26? Yes! Yeah, not too much, but make sure we hear cool and not cool. Here's your pitch. Right there. Bravo, bravo. Basses, you're sustaining that drone.
top of page 5, and then you will run that 36. So good. What was your question, Tom?
We do not decrescendo in 30.
That's what Barbara just asked. Cross it out. You're already soft there anyway. Yeah.
We crescendo in mezzo forte in these two measures.
No. It's just a beat of mezzo forte. Go back, please, to. How are we getting to this? All right, go to the beginning.
What is it? Sometimes.
Now smile and say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Keep the smile inside, darken the lips, say sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's the sound I want. It's a little British, a little Cynthia Erivo. I'm here for it. Okay? Here's the beginning. Go right to the end of the beginning. So it's sometimes and three.
Sometimes
right there, and four, and 11, 12, and 13. If you have moving notes, eighth notes, bring that out. If you're just holding a half note, like the D natural, you don't need to be so profound. We'll hear that anyway. Let the moving notes, like the basses and tenor one, take over there. Same in measure 13. Okay? Go back to 9. That was low. Tenors, I'm seeing this.
No.
Oh yeah, put it on top three. It's hard to see if you're far, but it's on D3. Okay.
Everyone start, please. How about downbeat of 15? Tenor's right here. Darkening the room a lot more. Yeah, I'm hearing that's dark. Right there. Downbeat 32.
keep it off sound as much as you can on the low. See, I know it's easier when it's darker to get the tone out, but try to keep the volume. Okay. Take 2 minutes to talk with your neighbor. Make sure your markings match. Go, go, go. Making a giant semicircle around the room. Sopranos will be here in a line, altos here in a line, basses if you could stand and make a line behind your chair facing me, tenors same thing, stand, make a line, a whole semicircle around the room, in your section still, but stand behind your chair. Over here, be in your voice department. Alto 2, I think, is on this side. Right, Alto 1. Is this bass 2 here on this side? And then bass 1? Okay. Tenor. Make a big semicircle in parts. Oh, take music. Sometimes I cry. Bring your music. Sopranos, move down some. We got a lot of people over there. Alto, move down a bit, please. Monique, stay here. Tenors, move down this way, move down, have some room, have some room. You're on this side, yeah. Take out Sometimes I Cry. Sometimes I Cry. Look up as much as possible.
Sometimes when I'm alone, I cry because I'm on my own. The tears I cry are bitter.
Together at who?
right there at 26. Tenors and basses. Let them come in first, okay? Everyone back at 32. Intonation is fire, by the way. Very, very good. 32. Your last "Sometimes I Cry" again, and remember, we're still decrescendoing even on that last cry. We're still getting softer. Very last "Sometimes I Cry" starts soft, crescendo together, back away when you hit I. Don't scoop that entrance. Come right in on it. Some and. Altos, decrease your dynamic on the last chord by 1.5 numbers. So this is more, that's why I'm here. Just be much softer. Last time, same thing for balance. Basses, if you can be stronger, either on the C3 or the C2, like bring that out at the end there. Here we go. Don't scoop the entrance, come in together. Big crescendo, really. The whole thing is just going from mezzo piano, where you left off, up to fortissimo when you get to 37. So mezzo piano. Tenors, did we change that P to a mezzo piano when you're part at 32? That's what I thought. So starting, some are saying yes. So yeah, 32, and then getting up to forte there. Bravo, bravo. Here's your assignment. This, not just the piece, but this, the way we sang it, the markings, the coloring, the diction, is memorized not by the 30th, but next week.
Oh, no!
Yes.
I
can do whatever I like. You will memorize this by next week. We will perform it like this in the round. And we'll keep doing it that way. Bring your music still to rehearsal, because you might need to make changes and whatnot, but have it memorized by next week. One of the best rehearsals we've had all season, for sure. Bravo, bravo. Thank you to John for accompanying us. Put your chairs away. Have a good night. I will see my gala singers next week after rehearsal. Bye-bye.